If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. Pretty day out there. 4:05. Matt Pauly's going to join us in the next segment. Talk a little Redbirds. I was just telling the guys, Dave Murray on his live look there just said that the record for the day coming up was 106 degrees in 1966. And in 1966, I was 2 years old, and I know proof positive because we didn't get air conditioning until I was in high school. So, no air conditioning in 106 degrees.
Do you remember it?
I think I do.
You were two.
I think I have a core memory.
Maybe that's why you hate the summer.
Yeah, it could be. I tell you what, I hated sleeping in the summer because I was such
a
weird, scared little kid. I would watch Creature Feature.
Yeah.
And then at night I would be terrified. But I've never been able to sleep with less than a sheet and two blankets.
Oh.
So imagine it being nighttime during the summer, little kid, windows open, holes in the screens, mosquitoes coming in. We would stick cotton balls in the holes. I'm sure people out there remember doing that. But you'd still get...
Yeah.
And I would cover my head up because I was afraid of the ghost. The ghost couldn't get through a blanket. And my mom would have to come in two or three times a night and pull the covers off of my face.
So you're probably sweating.
Yeah. And not breathing very well.
Did you have
well.
A little floor fan?
No.
No?
We had one window fan
right.
in the extra bedroom.
Oh.
Didn't have an attic fan, nothing like that, so there was just no circulation. I know.
Man.
But here's the thing. I didn't know any better.
Anyone
that had air conditioning.
Yeah, we had the same thing. We didn't have air conditioning until I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess in Michigan, though, it's probably not.
It wasn't as big a thing, no. I mean, we thought it was hot, but relatively speaking, it was not.
Yeah.
Right? We'd be like, oh my God, it's 88, which is not that bad.
Yeah. Razor's Edge?
Yeah, a couple of things I want to talk about here. The first is a story that you would think would be getting a lot more attention than it's currently getting. An AI voice was used to impersonate Marco Rubio in messages to high-level officials. This is according to the State Department. It was first reported by the Washington Post. But an unknown person or group using artificial intelligence impersonated Marco Rubio to contact at least five high-level government officials in mid-June. Basically, they used the display name marco.rubio@state.gov, which is not a functional email address, but you could see why that would trick some folks if, you know, they weren't paying extremely close attention. They were using that as their Signal nickname, and they were encouraging these high-level officials to send them messages on Signal, get a discussion going.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's not great. They're investigating. It's not immediately clear how the person or group was able to do this, but they obviously think it's foreign disinformation.
Yeah. Speaking of the White House, it seems to me that Donald Trump is miscalculating how much his base cares about the Epstein case.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Is it the whole base, or is it just the kind of the people that jumped on?
Probably, yeah, more that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they went and recruited those people.
Yes, they did.
I mean, they definitely played to that on the campaign trail. We're going to uncover the secrets of this and uncover the secrets of that and get the deep state and blah, 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 blah. And if you're not going to deliver on it, they're not going to be happy with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Pam Bondi, I just think she's a liar. I really do. I think she bald-faced lies. But look, I've been caught in lies. And yesterday she acted exactly like I act when I'm caught in a lie. Where they're like, didn't you say that you were looking at them on your desk? What I said was they were on my desk to review. Dot, dot, dot. And had I reviewed them, I'd have seen that there were no client lists. But I just didn't happen to do that.
Yeah. So what she's saying is that the file was on her desk, but that there is no list in the file.
Yes.
So she spoke poorly is what she's saying.
Yes.
Because I saw there's a journalist that's been covering the Epstein thing. She's based in Miami, this journalist, and been covering it for 20 years. Because, I mean, his charges down in Miami go back that long, and they end up getting dismissed and all that. And so she's been an expert on all things Epstein as far as the crime thing goes. And she said there's no reason for anybody to think there's a list. There are definitely names in the file. She's going through this and say, look, investigators have names. They have alleged incidents. They have witnesses saying this, 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 and this happened. But she's just like, this idea that there's some master list is probably a little bit silly. But that if you were to peruse all of the files and have access to them, you would see names scattered here and there.
Yeah.
Based on testimony and court documents and things.
Do you guys know the thing about Epstein being a member of Mossad and the CIA?
No.
Have you heard this?
I've definitely heard that theory.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's just like people in MAGA. I'm not in MAGA. I would like to know what happened here. This is not something I'm just like, well, all right, on to the next one. Mm-hmm. But that's what Trump wants you to do. Mm-hmm. Like, reporters were asking him about this yesterday, and he's like,
he was just shaming him.
You're still shut it asking down about Jeffrey Epstein? Like, you're still asking about this creep?
How dare you?
Well, yes. I mean, we were told it was this huge deal, this huge story, and that children were being hurt. That's something people care about.
I mean, it's a mega millionaire who hobnobbed with a lot of the most famous and powerful people in the country for 20 or 30 years, who's been credibly accused of trafficking minors.
One of them being the president. We don't know that the president ever was on the plane or at the island, but we know that he knew him, and we have video of him dancing and saying, aren't the girls hot?
Of Trump saying, yeah, he's a great guy. I've known him for 15 years.
If I'm the president, I want the file out there to prove that there's nothing in it.
And the way that, like, children being harmed is being spun into, like, a political thing. It's like, that's not a political thing. Everyone in the country is against this.
That's right.
Everyone in the country has an interest in bringing whatever happened here to justice, and it just really strongly feels like that is being deliberately avoided.
And the whole thing where they're playing it up and they're giving all these influencers, like, here's a binder with new information, and they're all posing with it, and then it's like, wait, there's actually nothing in there.
Nothing new.
We'll just wait for the next wave of information to come out, and then the next wave of information is, actually wouldn't be appropriate to share anything else with you guys. Mm-hmm. I completely understand what people are upset.
Do you guys think we're ever going to get anything, whether it's about Epstein, JFK, MLK? Do you think there's any secret that we're ever going to get where the general public goes, wow, we didn't go to the moon?
If it's something that's been hidden intentionally, then no. It'll stay that way.
Yeah.
Because it'll be viewed as too disruptive, no matter how far back it was. Because, I mean, again, think about it. JFK was, 63 years ago? 62 years ago? Mm-hmm. And we still don't have everything released. Now, again, it doesn't mean we don't have a pretty good idea of what went on. But I'm sure at the what I'm most suspicious about in those things is not so much that there's a dark conspiracy of people. Again, maybe there is, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just I know that whenever something terrible happens, there are people that screwed up in some way. And they don't want to be thrown under the bus, and they don't want it to be on their heads. And they don't want it to be, you know, something that they're blamed for. So they're going to have an interest in keeping it away from public eyes. And I don't care what it is. We know conspiracies exist. They have. They're documented in the past. But until you have the smoking gun, until you have something that says, well, look at this, You know, like you've heard the Operation Northwoods thing, right?
I'm not sure.
Operation Northwoods was during the Cuban Missile Crisis around that time where the Joint Chiefs sent a plan to the president that called for shooting down an airliner between Cuba and Miami and blaming it on Fidel Castro. And they talked about, is it a real passenger jet? Is it a fake one with a fake passenger list so that we can pretend that it happened? Like, but that was an actual thing that was given to the president. The president's like, no, we're not doing this. This is not okay. We found out about it many years later. We know that those kinds of things have been thrown out there, but we don't have the official document that says this is what happened with JFK or that there was some other plan. We don't have all of that. And it's hard for me to think that if it's been this long for that big of a story, a president being killed, that we don't have the full release of everything that could have gone on. Well, then we're not going to get it.
How big do you think the story is going to get that Rach did a couple segments ago about Joe Biden's doctor taking the fifth?
I think they're just going to keep chasing this down until they find something.
Good point.
This is not the end. They're not going to go, well, we tried to talk to the doctor. He didn't feel like saying anything. Like, no, this is just the beginning of a quest to find out what was going on. Were things as malicious as maybe people are assuming they were? Maybe not. But I think anyone with common sense can look at it and go, yeah, I think this is worth looking into. Just seeing how much he was declining by the end, it's fair to ask these questions. It really is.
Yes.
Maybe it's being gone about in a way where it's like, it's a little too much. It's a little too like, we're about to bring this guy down because he was trying to destroy America. Maybe it wasn't that serious, but you should still be able to ask questions about the mental fitness of a president.
Always. Any president, sitting or past, and when you're talking about serious policies that were put in.
Don't you feel like, and I agree with you, I want to know. I think it matters.
Yeah.
Even though he's out of office now, but it matters for the next time, and it matters for this time. But don't you feel like we're really going to avoid that in the future? I mean, I feel like we're not going to, after Trump, elect another octogenarian for a while.
I have no idea.
No idea.
I wouldn't have thought it would happen the first time. So, I'm with them.
I mean, the next people in line don't seem to be that age.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
Although, who is in line on the Democrat side?
Oh, Newsom.
Yeah. Newsom, okay, Jeffries.
But he's not, those guys aren't that. They're not even close 50s. To that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 422. Cardinal baseball coming up shortly. Matt Pauley joins us from the sports department. Matt, I understand you just had a conversation with the manager. No major headlines, but how did the conversation go?
Yeah, it was fine. Klaibs is out today, so I've got a couple of his responsibilities, including the pregame conversation with Ollie. I wouldn't expect any major announcement. I like just to pull back the curtain on the way things go. Before we started recording, I said to him, hey, are you going to tell the Riders anything about pitching today that I should ask about? And he said no. So, you know, I'm not going to waste a question on that. But I did. So, you know, if he says something to the Riders later on, then he led me down the wrong path.
He's like, I'm going to get you, Paulie.
But based off that, I'm guessing there's going to be no major announcements today.
So we'll know one way or the other pretty quick, right? I mean, like, Fetty and Michaelis have starts coming up.
Yeah. I think Michaelis makes the start tomorrow.
That's the
big
plan.
Question is Fetty on Saturday. And I don't think he makes that start. I think it's going to be Michael McGreevy. I think every day that goes by and every second that goes by where we don't get an announcement, maybe I'm a little less confident of that happening, but I still don't think he's going to make that start.
And Matt, I asked Scotty Warman and Wheeler earlier, and they struggled a little bit with it. I'll ask you the same question. For people out there who aren't as in the know as you guys are, who is McGreevy? Like, who might he compare to that we would know?
Oh. Jeff Suppan? How about that? Like, not Suppan as best, but... like him for his entire career. Do you like that comp, Kevin?
Yeah, the one I used was a little bit better version of Dakota Hudson. If we're talking style, he's a sinker baller that throws a slider, but he strikes more guys out than Hudson. He doesn't walk as many as Hudson did. So he's maybe the better version. I'm just having a hard time. Like, I think I said if he reaches where we think he can get, that maybe his upside is he could be Michael Wacha quality. Like, that could be your high end.
That would be really good. If he ends up being my... like, this is a... I love Michael McGreevy. Like, what I'm about to say is going to sound like I'm denigrating him. I am not. I love Michael McGreevy. He should be in this rotation. He's better than at least two of the guys that are in the rotation right now. He's a good four or a not-so-good three. I mean, that's kind of who he projects out
to be. He's
not
a future ace.
Yeah.
And if you look at, like, as an example... MLB.com has him as their ninth best prospect. So it's not like he's one or two or three, and he's certainly not going to rank in the top 100. He's a guy that projects to be a very solid, stable third, if you're lucky, probably fourth starter.
Which is fine.
That's very, very valuable, especially when you're doing it for the minimum.
Look, this is these are the guys the Cardinals need to develop so they're not stuck signing the Lance Lynns and Kyle Gibsons like they did last year. If you keep producing Michael McGreevy's, that's going to create money for you. It'd be great to go produce ones and twos and high-level pitchers, and I hope the team does that.
Yeah.
But if they don't, but they're able to produce back-of-the-rotation guys, there's going to be money available to go bring in somebody for the top of the rotation.
Yes.
Can you guys talk a little bit about, like, we all kind of know what we need, and we need pitching. Everyone needs pitching. Can you talk a little bit about the difficulties in any year, but especially in this year? Like, who might be out there? Everyone's going to want them. I mean, what are the challenges we're facing?
I don't think it's a great market for pitching. There's a handful of guys that are out there. Some of the guys have big questions. Like, a big name that's probably available is Sandy Alcantara. Well, he hasn't pitched very well this year. So if you go get Sandy Alcantara, you might actually be getting him more for 2026 than 2025 because you've still got a couple years of control on him. So I think there's going to be a bunch of mid-level pitchers, you know, like Eric Fetty, a version of Eric Fetty from last year. That's going to be what I think is mostly moved this year.
Yeah, so you're exactly right in the description. There aren't that many. The problem that you're going to run into if you're the Cardinals is, let's say you want to be in on Alcantara or Edward Cabrera from the Marlins or somebody along those lines. Well, all of the big boys are in there too, and they are more all in than you are for this year. They will be willing to pay a higher price than you at the moment because they're more committed to being in. They have more payroll given to it. They're ahead of you in the standings, whatever. And I think that's like the Cubs are looking for pitching. They're probably going to be willing to outbid you because they're more in a win now posture than the Cardinals have been. And I don't think the Cardinals make sense on a rental unless it's cheap. But a cheap rental, maybe just like what Matt said, are you just going to get kind of what you got out of Fetty last year, which is fine. It's just not an impact guy. I would commit resources for real to getting someone like an Edward Cabrera if you're going to have the guy that you're going to keep for the next 2, 3, 4 years. But that's not going to be cheap, and a lot of other big teams are going to be trying to make that move too. I think that's kind of the play. If you're going to do anything, you do something that plays beyond this year. That way, if you have to give up real quality players or prospects, you don't feel like it's just for a rental for 1 year.
And it gets very muddled from a Cardinal standpoint, because then all of a sudden it's a two-headed decision between John Mozeliak and Hein Bloom.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yep.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.